Praise God. Welcome to VOT on this special day. Our episode today is Take Heed, Sow the Right Seed. Hosea 10:12 tells us to sow unto ourselves righteousness and reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he comes to rain righteousness upon you. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. Before we can enjoy God's goodness and reap bountifully, testifying of his goodness, we must sow the right seed. The Bible tells us that as long as this earth remains, seed time and harvest will never cease. One thing that is constant and apparent to all of God's creation is sowing seeds. Consciously or unconsciously, we sow seeds. But the onus is on us to intentionally sow in righteousness in order to reap in mercy. Because it is possible to sow seeds in unrighteousness. It is also possible to sow seeds in selfishness. But God is calling us to be selfless. Even Jesus came to lay down his life for this sinful world. Jesus was selfless. It takes the Holy Spirit to quicken us or to caution us to sow the right seeds. Therefore, we must stay rooted and grounded in the undiluted word of God. The word of God is seed that we constantly sow into our hearts. When we walk in obedience and manifest the fruit of the Spirit, we are on the right path and we surely flourish. On the other hand, when we walk in disobedience by sowing the wrong seeds, which is negative, the consequences are also not favorable. Such a person could be said to stand in danger of perishing. But today I encourage you to choose to flourish and not perish. The benefits that come with sowing the right seed of obedience are numerous and will last forever as long as we stay faithful and diligent. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, and is faithful and true to also ensure that we flourish and enjoy his mercies. His mercies are new every morning, and great is his faithfulness. Our nugget: the bridge that will successfully cross you from the side of disobedience to the side of total obedience is genuine repentance. Psalm 51 verse 17 tells us that a pure and a contrite spirit the Lord will not despise. I pray for you today, even as you yield yourself and surrender with a contrite heart, the Lord will not despise you. Our prayer: Father, grant me a repentant heart and cause me to sow in righteousness and heed to your voice, so that I may reap in mercy and uncommon favor, in Jesus' name. May God bless you even as you sow in righteousness. You will surely reap in mercy. His goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and his favor shall abound towards you. This special day, we decree the word of God in Haggai 2:18-19. Consider now from this day forward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Consider it. It is the seed. Is the seed still in the barn? As yet the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree have not yielded fruit. But from this day I will bless you. God is always set to bless you, as long as you are ready to also to sow the right seeds. God bless you as you sow in righteousness and reap in mercy. Amen.